Askandas.
Let us pray.
Sicela Nkosi ukuba usisize manje. Uvula amehlo ethu ukuze sibone ukumangalisayo ezwini lakho.
Lord, we pray that you will help us now that we will see wonderful things in your word.
Sibone ubukhulu bomsebenzi wakho osenzele wona.
That we will see how great that is that you did for us, that work you did for us.
Ube phakathi kwethu sisebenze kumangaliso ngezwi lakho ngamandla kaMoya oNgcwele.
Be in our midst and work in an amazing way through the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Sobuyela endimeni yethu yeBhayibheli ngokaJohane sahluko seshumi nasiyakalombili.
Now we'll turn back to our text in John chapter 18.
Ebusuku sakhuluma ngevesi lokuqala.
Yesterday we spoke about the first verse.
UJesu sekhulume lawo mazwi waphuma kanye nabafundi bakhe waya phesheya kumfudlani Kedroni.
When Jesus had spoken these words, he went out with his disciples over the brook Kidron.
Sakhuluma-ke ukuthi uJesu esekhulume lawo mazwi ukuthi ubekhuluma maphi amazwi.
And we looked at those words that are being referred to here, where it says when he had spoken these words.
Pointlessly, wela umfudlana weKidron.
And the second point was that he went over the brook Kidron.
Nina eben khona ngingajabula uma ningakakhohlwa enikuzwile.
For those that were here last night and heard, I hope that you have not forgotten what you've heard.
Ebusuku uma sengiphindele emuva ngihamba nomzukulu bebaningi bethi hawu mkhulu. Indaba yembewu yezwi inkulu ngathi yebo kodwa kwabanye ayigxili wayesethi omunye kungena la kuphumela.
Last night after the service I went with some of my grandchildren and one of them said that it's wonderful when you think about the seed of the word and what it means and what it does. But then one of them said, yeah, the problem is just that with some people it goes in one ear and out the other ear. One of them said, you know, it was such a wonderful service, I didn't even get tired, I didn't even fall asleep.
Ngithanda ukufunda amavesi awu-9 ngithinte nje izihloko zendaba.
But I thought if we're only going to continue with that first verse, we won't get anywhere. So this morning I'd like to read 9 verses.
Ake suke qale evesini lesibili.
So we'll start reading from verse 2.
NoJuda owamkhaphelayo wayeyazi leyo ndawo ngokuba uJesu wayevama ukuhlangana khona nabafundi bakhe.
And Judas, who betrayed him, also knew the place, for Jesus often met there with his disciples.
Khona uJuda esethole isigaba samabutho nezikhonzi kubapriesti abakhulu nabafarisi waya lapho benezihlanti nezibani nezikhali.
Then Judas, having received a detachment of troops and officers from the chief priests and the Pharisees, came there with lanterns, torches, and weapons.
Khona uJesu ekwazi konke okuya kumehlela waphuma wathi kubo, nifuna ubani na?
Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that would come upon him, went forward and said to them, whom are you seeking?
Bamphendula bathi, uJesu waseNazaretha.
They answered him, Jesus of Nazareth.
uJesu wathi kubo imina empeleni nginguye.
Jesus said to them, I am he.
UJuda omkhaphelayo wayeminabo.
And Judas, who betrayed him, also stood with them.
Kuthi ke ukuba athi kubo yimina noma nginguye. Basehla nyovana bawa phansi.
Now when he said to them, I am he, they drew back and fell to the ground.
Waphinda wababuza wathi, nifuna ubani na?
Then he asked them again, whom are you seeking?
Bathi uJesu waseNazaretha.
And they said, Jesus of Nazareth.
UJesu waphendula wathi, ngintshelile ukuthi yimina. Uma ke nifuna mina, bayekeni laba, bahambe.
Jesus answered, I have told you that I am he. Therefore, if you seek me, let these go their way.
Ukuba ligcwaliseke izwi alishiloyo lokuthi kulabo ongiphe bona angilahlekelwanga namunye.
That the saying might be fulfilled which he spoke, of those whom you gave me, I have lost none.
USimon Petre nenkemba wayihosha, wayigenxa inceku yomphristi omkhulu, wayinquma indlebe yokunene, igama lenceku lalingu Malkusi.
Then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it and struck the high priest's servant and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus.
Khona uJesu wathi kuPetru, faka inkemba emgodleni wayo. Angikusiphuza kanti sitsha anginike sona ubaba na.
So Jesus said to Peter, put your sword into the sheath. Shall I not drink the cup which my Father has given me?
Kusho ukuthi ngizothinta nje izihloko ngamafushane ngoba uma ngikhuluma kabanzi loshoneli ilanga.
Now just touch on the points shortly or quickly, because if we go into detail, the sun would go down.
Point lokuqala, uJuda wayeyazi leyo ndawo.
Now the first point, Judas knew that place.
UJudas Iscariot ubazi leyo ndawo ngoba uJesu kaningi ubeya khona uma ehlangene nabafundi bakhe.
Judas knew that place because Jesus had often been there with his disciples to meet there. They prayed. He also helped his disciples, instructing, teaching them, helping them. It was their secret place where they met to be strengthened. And Judas Iscariot knew that place. And he knew, and he said to them, if you go to that place, you'll find him there.
UJesu unikelwa ngomuntu oseduze kwakhe. Yena mphathi sikhwama. Yena obehamba noJesu emini nasebusuku nabalandeli bakhe.
Jesus was betrayed by someone that was very close to him. Judas had been the treasurer, someone that had been with the Lord at his side. And Judas knew that place. And he knew that was the place where they went, where they needed to be strengthened. To be strengthened to further the gospel.
Ungikhumbuza uDelila owawisa uSamson. Abizitha bezifuna ukwazi ukuthi amandla wathola phi
And that reminds me of Delilah, who was the reason for Samson's fall, because the enemy wanted to know the reason of his strength.
Wazama ngezindlela zonke zokumwisa uSamsoni.
She tried repeatedly to trip him up.
Not Judas, not Samsoni, ube not Judas wakhe.
And so the Lord Jesus also had his Judas. Now, as Delilah was Samson's girlfriend, or the one that he loved, and they said to her, "You find out what the reason of his strength is, where it comes from." And she pleaded with him. She kept on begging him, and she tried this and that, and even put his head on her lap.
She
accused him of not loving her and saying, "How can you say you love me, yet you're withholding something from me? You're not sharing everything with me." And she'd cry. And as I've often said, that's when a woman is most dangerous, is when she starts crying. Even she didn't want Samson to continue in his strength. She was trying her level best to rob him of it. Do you, Delilahs, hear that and understand that? You who are always working at robbing your husband of his strength. You don't want him to be strong. You just want him to be at your feet. And when he comes home a bit late, then you complain and say, "Oh, now you always come home late. The food that I've cooked for you is cold, etc." I remember years ago we went to preach at a certain place, and there were some whites and some other co-workers with us. I was unmarried at the time. And when we got back late, and on the way home, the other man that was with us begged me. He said, "Please, would you explain to my wife when we get home why we are home so late?" And I thought, oh my, I was unmarried then. I thought, oh my, is that what it's like to be married? Some wives go to the extent that they even go to a sangoma, to a witch doctor, and they get muti to cast a spell on the husband. Some even kill their husbands like that, but others, they just end up with a husband that's just really nothing. So the wife goes to the Sangoma and says, look, my husband, he sits on my head. He makes life so difficult to me. He's so authoritarian. Now I want something that will make him soft, that the tables will be turned, that he will fear me rather than I fear him. And you
will.
Now, perhaps you don't go to a Sangoma. You don't go to that, use that method. But you have your methods. How you know where he is weak, and then you work on his weaknesses. And that's how you get the better of him.
Kuloko ufana tu, no Judas Iscariot.
And in that sense, you are the same as Judas Iscariot before God. You are betraying your own husband. Or perhaps your husband does something wrong, but then you, like Sapphira, side with your husband. You condone the wrong thing that he is doing instead of speaking to him and saying, my husband, that's not right what you're doing. Because then you're acting like a Pharisee if you do that. You cannot do that before God. And so then in that sense, then you in that way kill your husband. And then you as a wife become a murderer. And you need to repent and bring to light the works of the devil.
Judas, ubazi ukuthi uJesu ukuphi nendawo.
Judas knew where Jesus was.
Kusho ukuthi ngezinye ikhathi naye ubekhona uJesu ebahlanganisela khona. Wathi nizomthola khona.
He had also been there with the Lord numerous times, so he knew that's where we'll get him. Now the amazing thing is the Lord Jesus knew everything. He knew Judas was going to betray him. He knew his plans. He also knew that Judas knew about this place. But amazingly, he didn't say, well, let's go somewhere else today and hide. And it just shows that the Lord Jesus was willing, he was prepared to go through all that agony, to be whipped, to die for you. And he did that willingly and knowingly.
Isijambokwe leso isiqhepu leso bese nentambo ezu 7. Ngase gcineni ke bekufakwa mahook fakwa ipikili esezi kodwa ukuthwani ngesiZulu esezithombile fakwe nezinto ezikhali ukuthi uma bemshaya umuntu badonseke ibuye nenyama.
Now the particular whip that they used to whip him with was a special whip with many different things attached to it, and then at the end of that they tied on different metal objects, rusted objects which were sharp and twisted, so that when the victim was hit with it, it would actually go into his flesh and rip it out as they pulled it back. And Jesus was willing to go there for you.
Lezi ntuku zePasika zizeleze mhlambe kuwe. Akusizo, akusisi isikhathi samantelo. Akusisi isikhathi sokudlala. Bekufanele ukuthi ushayeke. Uqonde ukuthi hawu kanti inkosi yami yakwenza lokho evuma ukuphathwe ngaleyo ndlela. Ashaywa wabulawa.
Now maybe Easter doesn't mean anything to you, whereas Easter is something so precious, it's something so serious, that if we consider that my Lord was prepared to go through all this just for me.
Wetise, cele kuNkulunkulu ukuthi akumbulele lezimfihlakalo.
Now we could elaborate a lot just on that point, but we want to move on to other points as well. But take this, it's just something, just food for thought, that you can go back and think about it and study more of this.
Manje kuthwa khona uJuda esethola isika kaba samabutho kusho ukuthi iregiment isiqhuku samasosha ase Roma.
Then Judas, having received a detachment of troops, so that was a whole regiment of troops for the Roman soldiers that he was given.
Kuthi wabanye bathi bebe 500 amakhulu amahlanu amasosha abanye bebethi bebe 1000 ngakuhluphike noma 500 noma 1000 baningi laba bantu.
One isn't sure exactly of the number of troops that were present. Some say there were about 500, others say 1000, but that's not important whether there were 500 or 1000. They're still many.
Baphumela kuye uJesu.
And they went out to where the Lord was.
Beza bephethe induku zabo, ikhali zabo, namathoshi abo, neketekete zabo.
And they came there with lanterns, torches, and weapons.
Kuyizeleze konke lokho ngoba uJesu ongu Adam wesibili. Akafani no Adam oqala. U Adam oqala laphe wonile waba namahloni wesaba emuzi uNkulunkulu eza wabaleka wayoqasha u Adam oko ukhoko wethu bekulukhuni kuye asondele kuNkulunkulu njengokuba ubona abanye kulukhuni ukuthi basondele kuNkulunkulu.
But this was actually not even necessary, because the Lord Jesus, who's the second Adam, was not like the first Adam. Remember, the first Adam, when he had sinned, he hid from God. He didn't want to draw close to God like so many people. They don't want to draw near to God.
Beza nomechiswabo beza netikandlela zabo beza kuJesu ongukhanya kwezwe kuyizwe lezo ungasuka wakhe wokhele isikandlela ukuze ubonakala ilanga.
Now, it's so ridiculous to think that they came there with their matches and their candles, their lanterns, to look for the light of the world, being Jesus himself. How ridiculous, isn't it, to light a candle to see the light of the world?
Beza nemkhonto yabo, beza nezikhali zabo, nemese yabo, beza nenduku zabo. Beza kuye becabanga mhlawumbe uma esebabone bazokweqa uzokweqa bamboneke ngothushi babo ngeyipani zabo.
So they came there with their swords and with their sticks and all their weapons, and they probably thought that he would try to escape and then they would chase him with their torches and try and find him.
Hayibo akusiyena uAdam oqala owesibili lo Adam.
No, but this was not the first Adam. This is the second Adam.
Gabaleki.
He doesn't run away.
Wenzani uma sebeqhamuka uvuke wabahlangabeza.
What did he do when they approached him? He got up and he went towards them.
Wathula waqondana nabo ngesibindi esikhulu ethi nifuna bani.
He was calm and with he was full of courage, and he asked them, he said, who are you looking for?
Kada abafarisi nezitha zakhe simelana naye uJesu, kodwa uJesu ube bahlula njalo baphelelwa amandla ebanqoba ngezwi lakhe nje ngempendulo zakhe.
How many times hadn't the Pharisees and the enemies of the Lord tried to trap him and to get rid of him? They wanted him out the way, but he would just speak one word and they wouldn't be able to answer him. He would overcome them just with a word.
Sebetshintshileke indlela yabo yokumhlasela. But hayi singayi nje ngemibuzo. Siye ngezwi asihambe sihlomile njengempi uma ibutho selihlangabezana nezitha. Asiphathe ikhali zethu namhlanje simthole ngazo.
So they had failed with their strategy up to that point. So they changed their strategy. They said, well, this time, let's go to him with a whole army of soldiers, with weapons, and we'll use a totally different strategy.
UJesu wasukuma ethuli. Indoda yamadoda le, elesibindi, ebahlangabeza, ethi madoda,
Jesus was a different type of a man. He was not just like an ordinary man. He didn't speak much. He was calm. And he just spoke a few words. And he started by asking them, whom are you looking for?
Simanga senkosi. Lapho abantu befuna ukumbeka umqhele, bamenza bayinkosi aphutuke aqashe. Kodwa uma sebefuna ukumbulala uyaya kubona uyabahlangabeza.
He is an amazing Lord. In the past they had tried to forcibly make him king, and he just disappeared into the crowd and went away. He didn't allow it. Now here they come to attack him, to arrest him, but he doesn't run away.
Lapho bemlethela umkhele bazomenza abe inkosi.
When they wanted to make him king, he just disappeared. But now when they wanted to kill him, he comes out into the open. He even goes to them and he says, whom are you looking for? They said, Jesus of Nazareth.
bebengamazi ngelinye igama bemazi nje ukuthi wasenazaretha okwasenazaretha ukumbizo ngomuntu ukuthi ungowasenazaretha bekukumeyisa ukumdelela ukumbhuqa ukuthi baqibe lokho ukuthi ungumesiya.
They didn't even know him by another name. But they called him Jesus of Nazareth. Nazareth was a despised place. So if they, by calling him that, they were actually calling him by something that's despised, something that's looked down upon. So they must have gotten this warrant of arrest to arrest Jesus of Nazareth. And that, by that, showing that he was despised. Because they even said, can something good come out of Nazareth? And then Jesus answered and said, I am.
Wasebenzisa igama elihle likaNkulunkulu. Uma ufunda ku-Exodus 3, bembuza ukuthi uNkulunkulu bani, wathi nginguye.
So he introduced him to themselves. He introduced himself to them by his real name, like in Exodus 3. Where God has asked who he is, and he said, I am. So here he reveals to them that he is in fact God himself, and yet he goes to them.
Waphinda wathi nginguye uma ekusho bawanyovana bonke abawanga phambi kokuso bemkhothamela bekhuleka kuye beyinikela kuye kodwa bawanyovana.
And when they asked him the second time, or when he said to them the second time who he is and told them his name, they fell on their backs. They didn't fall on their faces in worship before him. They fell on their backs. So just by telling them his name, they were knocked over like matchsticks, like lightning had struck them. Now it would have been so easy for the Lord to say to Peter, now Peter, just draw your sword and just finish them all off while they're lying there helpless on the ground. Maybe some of them had even gotten injured as they fell on the rocks on their heads.
Lapha esho lelo gama ukuthi nginguye nginguNkulunkulu mina bengathi bashaywe izulu umbani batheleka phansi.
So when the Lord just told them that he is God, that is who he really is, they couldn't stand up to that alone knocked them over. They fell to the ground. And at that moment, the Lord Jesus also gave them an opportunity to repent. Just an opportunity to pause and reflect and think about what you're doing, that you may change your way.
But
then they got up again.
UJesu wayeseya kubona futhi. Wathi nifuna bani?
And the Lord Jesus went to them again. He said, at whom are you seeking?
athi sifuna uJesu waseNazaretha. WaseNazaretha odelelekile, obukelwe phansi. Uyambona uNkulunkulu akwenzele kona. Bekufanele uNkulunkulu abe mkhulu kuwe. Nothando lwakhe nokuyinikela kwakhe ngenxa yakho kukuthinte kuze kufinyelele ekujuleni kwenhliziyo yakho nesimilo sakho.
And they said, we are looking for Jesus of Nazareth. Again, rubbing it in, that despised place. And in other words, that despised person. Imagine the Lord himself being referred to in that way. And he did it for you. He was despised because of you. That should go deep into your heart and change you, that he was prepared to do that for you.
Nanga umfundiki wakhe ke uPetrus eshizekela inkosi yakhe wayihosha inkemba wagenga eqondo umgenga umuntu la ahlukanisa ikhanda kuze kushone phansi umuntu abe amaphisi amabili.
And then the Lord said, well, I am he. And then they came forward to arrest him. And that is where Peter started reacting. That Peter, that disciple, he said he's not going to look on while they're doing this to his Lord. And he took his sword and he swiped out at this man, trying to cut him apart. Now fortunately, he missed. He didn't get his head, but he got the man's ear, and the ear fell to the ground.
What did Peter? Tatin kemba yako, ibu iselinda weni yako, yayo.
And the Lord said, Peter, return your sword to its sheath.
Akufanele ukuthi ngisiphuze.
And he said, shall I not drink the cup that my Father has given me? So he was stretching out to accept this cup that the Father had given him to drink.
Kanti lo amgengayo ube inceku yomphristi omkhulu.
Now the man whose ear he had chopped off was the servant of the high priest.
Ngithi ngenhlanhla wagetha uPeter.
Now I say fortunately he missed his, he didn't.
Fana nabantu abadubulayo bathi bayakudubula. Mhlambi iphume ngapha. Inhlambi iphume ngapha. Noma umuntu engabeki isibhamu la. Uma ingavumanga uNkulunkulu keke siqhubu.
Fortunately, he missed the mark. He didn't hit the target, like someone who's shooting at a target and he misses the mark. But it's also true that if someone even put a gun to your head, if God doesn't want it to go off, it won't.
Hai? Qabanga nje uma kade enqumikhanda, hafla, hafla, bekuzothiwa. Futhi lo muntu uyinceku yomphristi omkhulu.
Imagine if he would have cut his head in half. What would have happened as a result of that? And after all, this man was the high priest's servant.
Leli qembu elikhulu lamasosha 500 noma 1000 bebezoyithela njengaphezu kwabo bebenquma amaphisisi.
The soldiers that were there, the 500 or 1,000 soldiers, would have attacked them all and finished them off.
Inkosi yenze njani? Yagoba, yaqosha indlebe, iwele phansi emhlabathini, athatha susa inhlabathi nothuli, ngoba akamgcinanga, akamgcinanga. Endlini ye operation la kungekho gciwane la kungekho ukungcola bese bekusendleleni gcwele udoti phansi.
So what did the Lord do? He bent down, took up that ear, and of course it had fallen in the dust, in the dirt. It wasn't in an operating theater, so it wasn't very hygienic. So he had to, that ear, he had to blow the dust away first. So he took that ear, he had to clean it, get all the mud and the dust off, and put it back onto the man's head, and he was healed. Now at that point, Judas and all the people that were present, including the soldiers, should have realized at that point that no, this, we're on a wrong mission here. This man doesn't deserve to be treated like this. But sadly, when someone has hardened his heart, nothing will change his mind. Even if God does a miracle before his eyes, he won't see it. Remember the rich man when he was burning in hell. He said, Father Abraham, I've got five brothers, younger brothers. They all coming to this place. You see, it's like that. Younger siblings like to do what the older brother is doing. And the rich man said, Father Abraham, send Lazarus to my brothers, that he will warn them, that he may speak to them, that they don't come to this place. And Abraham said, it won't help. Because if someone has not listened to God's word, listened to the prophets, even if someone were raised from the dead, they won't listen. Just think, the Lord Jesus died for us. He rose again. And yet there are many in the world who are indifferent to it. It doesn't touch them. Maybe there are even some in our midst who know all about this. They've heard it. Tomorrow we'll be speaking about the resurrection of our Lord. And yet people just go on as if nothing has happened. It's true what the Lord Jesus said. And as Abraham said, even if you don't listen to Moses and the prophets, you don't listen when God's word is preached, you won't hear even though the servant's ear is replaced to his head, and even if someone is raised from the dead.
Ujesu wangiphilisa, wabuya wayinamathisela, Umpristo mkhulu akaphendukanga.
And one is surprised. If one thinks of the high priest's servant, when he went back, he told the high priest about what had happened, how his ear was chopped off, how the Lord replaced it and healed it, and yet the high priest didn't repent. That's how hard a person's heart can be. Harder than a rock. If God speaks to you and you harden your heart, it becomes harder than concrete and granite. Now the word also tells us that even Pilate was with this troop of soldiers, Roman soldiers. He was there.
Pambili ube nabalandeli bakaJesu kodwa namhla usemi nezitha zikaJesu.
Is that Judas? Judas was standing with these soldiers. He was in the midst of these soldiers. Previously, he was in the midst of the disciples, and now we find him in the midst of this troop of soldiers.
Awu ibhlungu indaba kaJudas empeleni iBhayibheli ethi uJudas ubehola le regiment yamasosha uyena obebahola uyena obebayisa kuJesu.
What a treat.
Uyena wathi ngizombona ngizoya kuye ngimqabule nize nibone ukuthi uye.
What a tragic sight. Here was Judas. It even says that he was leading this regiment. He was going ahead. He said, you just follow me. I'll go to the man. It's the one that I embrace, that I kiss. You will by that recognize that that is the one.
Nezitha ezilwa noJesu engomunye wabalandeli bakaJesu kodwa manje usebi nezitha.
He had been one of the disciples of the Lord. They had done miracles together, opened the eyes of the blind, driven out demons, fed the multitudes. So many things he had experienced, and today here we find him standing with the enemies of the Lord.
Gitshele wena umephi umi noJesu noma umi nezitha zikaJesu abantu basezweni abantu abaqonda ukumbulala.
Where do you stand? Do you stand with the Lord? Are you on his side, or are you standing with the enemies of the Lord, with the world, people, and those who are fighting to destroy and kill him?
UJesu, what? Umayiseya kubona. Ethi, ningangibopha mina, kodwa bayekeni bonke lapha. Uyabayala, uyabatshela ukuthi ningathinti noyedwa kubafundi bami.
And then the Lord Jesus spoke to them. He said, well, if you want me, then take me. But don't do anything to these others. Don't touch my disciples, in other words.
UJesu wathi uyabagcina bakhe, wabagcina. What? bayekeni laba bayahambele ningabathinti.
And so the Lord looks after his own, and he cared for them even there, saying to the soldiers, don't touch them, don't do anything to them.
Angazi ukuthi uPetro ukuze alwe ungathi ubeshisekela inkosi ngoba kodwa ngokweduka ngoba nomuntu oshisekela inkosi angeduka enzinto ngophukuphuku.
And so we don't understand why Peter did what he did. One can say, well, he did it in his zeal for the Lord, yet he did it in ignorance. Because someone can be zealous for the Lord, but he does things in an ignorant way. Now, if Peter was here today, I would have asked him and said, Peter, why did you take that action? Why did you chop off his ear? Hadn't you heard that the Lord had said that they should leave you alone?
Babaleka bafundi bonke, bakhakhazela, bayikhiyelela endlini.
They fled. They went into some room, locked themselves in. They must have forgotten that the Lord had given a clear command saying, leave them alone. Don't do anything to them. That's the problem with us Christians. We forget the words of our Lord. His promises. We forget. And that people just melt like butter in the sun. They have no boldness, no strength, they are weak, they run away, they hide. They forget that the Lord gave a clear command. He was in command, and he gave the command, leave them alone. Don't do anything to them. He didn't have to plead with them and beg them not to do it. He commanded.
We am gang alo muntu. Ngithi ngenhlanhla kamgenqanga lapha kwaba indlebe nje uJesu wayithatha wayinamathelisa futhi.
But Peter then reacted the way he did, chopping off that servant's ear. Fortunately, he didn't chop off his head.
Indlebe ayingenanga uvirus.
The Lord healed that ear. He returned it to its place, healed it perfectly. There was no infection. It didn't turn septic. He healed
it.
There was no bacterial infection. There were no germs. Jesus healed it perfectly.
And
he said, Peter, return your sword to its sheath. For he who uses the sword will die by the sword. If you look at the criminals in the world,
abantu ngisho nalapha bathatha ikhali bambulala usuprintendent uChonqo laba abebehlela lo plento ngezwe ukuthi cisho bonke sebefike.
If you think
bebulawa zona isikhali oyedwa nje osekho.
If you think of just an example that we experienced here, where they killed the superintendent of the police, And they say that every one of those who planned that thing and were involved are dead already, except one.
Kusho ukuthi, thatha isifambo, uzofa ngesifambo.
Use the
thatha intshumentsho, uzokufa ngentshumentsho.
If you use a gun, you will die by it. Any weapon you use will be used on you.
Ngathi kwabasegalatiya uthi ithi uNkulunkulu kahlekwa lokho akuhlwanyelayo umuntu okuvuna.
In Galatians,
sebenzisa imithi yakho, sebenzisa ukuthakatha kwakho, sebenzisa utokoloshe wakho, uzobulawa yikona.
In Galatians, the Lord says, what you sow, you'll reap. Whatever you do and the methods you use, you will be overcome and killed by it. If you plant a potato, you'll reap a potato. If you plant a bean, you'll reap a bean. What you sow, you reap. If you run friendly to others, they won't be friendly to you.
Maybe
you maybe you're complaining about the way you are being treated or mistreated. But maybe just go into, just look at it. Maybe you are just being treated the way you are treating others. You will reap what you sow in this world and in the world to come.
Petro funi inukuti, ngiphuze isitsha sika baba. Sengavuma ngathi intando yakho yenziwe. Ngiyabahlangabeza, zelula izandla zami. Ngifuna ukumphuza leso sitsha sika baba.
Peter, don't you want me to drink this cup which the Father has given me? I have said I'm prepared to drink it, so I'm holding out my hands. I accept what the Father has for me. So he went to them, and then they arrested him.
Jesus, onguye. Onkulunkulu wavuma ukuthi abanjwe aboshwe aboshwe bambopha.
Jesus, the great I am, was prepared to be arrested by these men.
Ukuze avuma ukuthi aboshwe ngani?
Why was he prepared to be arrested?
Wavuma waboshwa ukuba wena oboshiwe ukhululeke.
He was prepared to be bound so that you who are bound can be set free. Look at the bonds that bind you.
Khumbula inkonzo yabasha, intombi yasePitoli yafika yafa ngakusasa ngengozi yemoto ihlangana nelori. Kodwa ebusuku waphupha wathi ngibone umgodi omkhulu kwalasha abantu begcwele besha. Kodwa ngasuke ngabona itshe elikhulu kulelotshe khona indophe eyiningi 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 engiboshwe ngazo.
Remember that girl who came here during the youth conference from Pretoria? She died the next day in a motor car accident, but she said, told us how she had in a dream seen a big pit with lots of people inside, and there was a rock with lots of chains and cords, and she says that she was bound by these things, by these many things.
Why akumvumisi wakhe? But nali phuphe benginalo umuntu eboshiwe ngiboshiwe ngezibophe eyiningi.
And she went to a counselor and said, I had this dream and saw myself bound by so many things.
Boshiwe umuntu
bound
boshiwe
in chains.
Niyazi ukuthi abakwaNgcobo baboshwe yini? Niyazi ukuthi bakaXhamane baboshwa yini? Sekukhona ukuthi imndeni yaziwa ukuthi lapha ulaka laba yinkani laba ukuntshontsha. Omunye uma ifika amakhosikazi akhala ukuthi heyi afa amadoda ethu ngoba kuyaziwa ukuthi usibanibani into yabafazi.
And people, even families are known to be bound by certain things. And they say, oh, the Smiths, that's what they are known for. And the Joneses, that's what they are. People are bound by different things. Today people are bound by the internet.
Namadoda inqunu akuvumi ukuthi bahlukane nakho akuyekeki baboshiwe ngamaketanga nezibopho zesihogo uthi ezulwini uyaganga wena ngeke ufinyelele khona naso isibopho sikubophele esihogweni lapho uzogcina khona.
And then people look at pornography on the internet. They bound by it, they in chains. You won't go to heaven with those chains binding you. You'll end up in hell.
Uthini ngamavideo? Amavideo. Amavideo. Ubona wonke. Wonke udodi wesihogo. Bonke ububi. Abantu bedubulane. Abantu besebenza imisebenzi yobumnyama. Abantu befeba.
And then there are movies, all these DVDs, the videos that you look at, which have violence and occultism and pornography.
Omunye umfundisi uma ngena endlini yakhe tholakala ibhokisi igcwele amavideo amabi cisho abayikhulu amashumi awu-9 ezinye zingasekho sezisusiwe. Umfundisi ngithi awukanti lomfundisi ubenzani? Ubengathandazi engafundi iBhayibheli. Ubebuka wonke nododi. Hey, amavideo angikuhloniphi ngokuba nalo. Angikuhloniphi umuntu wezivivi. Umlilo kaNkulunkulu awuvuthi kuwe.
Like one preacher in whose room they found almost 100 of these videos. There they were with all sorts of videos. And I cannot honor someone like that who is lukewarm, who has no time to pray, no time for the things of the Lord. That's what he's busy with. I remember my cousin, Roland Wittift, who passed away.
Odokotela bathola ukuthi ikhanda lakhe ligcwele indlabuza, icancer.
The doctors found that his head was full of cancer.
Bam operate usike kakhulu bafica icancer igcwele yonke indawo.
When they operated,
bamthunga futhi.
That his it was just riddled with cancer.
Bathi ngeke asinde.
And they said they can't help him.
Ngathi awumfowethu waze endlini yami ungivakashele. Ngamlalisa embedeni wami. Waze wafela embedeni wami.
And I told him he must come and be in my home. And there he came and he was in my bed. He slept in my room.
Wathi ngelinye ilanga wangibiza wathi elo lalela.
And one day he called me and he said, I want to tell you something.
Athi uma uhamba kungenzeka inyoni indize phezulu bese iphose isting isaso siwe phezu kwakho ngengozi.
He said it can happen that if a bird flies over you, it can let down its droppings on your head.
Noma phezu komzimba.
Or maybe on you, that it falls on you somewhere.
Ngeke ubiyeke uzokususa ugeze.
Now then you have to clean yourself of that.
Athi kodwa uma usuka uya kulikheji lenyoni kwelopholi kwelinyoni phakathi athi ungabagubu uma ungena uxoshe wonke udodi sonke isitingi senyoni bese ukugxoka ebusweni bakho athi musani ukwenza lokho makholwa wathi elo hamba umhlaba wonke ukhuza amakholwa bayagubha ngamavidiyo ngoba bathatha amasimba enyoni yamademoni bayigxoba ngakho ebusweni.
He said that's one thing though, but it's something different. If you go to a bird cage and you take those birds' droppings, you pick them up with your own hands and then you smear it in your own face until your face is full of them. And by that he was referring to people who look at such DVDs, such movies. And he said, go and warn people not to do that.
Awubuke nje ukuthi ngase ngithi ngavuka ebusuku ngezo 12 quarter past 12 ngingasakwazi ukulala ngithi akenilethe lama DVD abawabukayo ngifuna ukwabona.
And I remember one night after midnight I couldn't sleep and I thought I wish I could see the DVDs that they've been looking at.
Amazwi esingeniso anela ngakuvalana angisafuna ukukubona kanti into uma iqala kangcono igcine kabi ngithi angifuni ukuthi ngikubone.
Well, I only just looked at the introduction. I said, switch it off. I don't need to and I don't want to see any more because usually it just progressively gets worse as you look at it.
Lezi zabantu abanqunu ngathi angifuni ukuwabuka bengicula ngithi Nkosi ngifihle phansi kwegazi. Kodwa izinto engayibonayo ngethuka ngathi ukuze abantu babole kangaka abantu babe semkhubeni engaka abantu abakhonkeke kangaka yizo lezi zinto ababoshwe ngazo.
And I prayed and I said, Lord, you please protect me under your blood. The porn movies, I didn't even want to see them, but yet there are people who sit and they look at these things and then you understand why their hearts are so hard.
Hayi kwafika umuntu ongumthakathi osebenzelana no nalendodjiyana encane kodwa ibizwa ngokuthi
uDokoloshe.
Khuluma noDokoloshe wakhe bebulala abantu.
And in one of them, there was also the story was about this man who had his togolosh, and he spoke to it. And they killed many people. And one day he went to church. And so in this church scene, they were all there, like you even find in some churches. There they were, dressed in their worldly way, their tight-fitting clothes or see-through, with their earrings. They were dancing around there, including this man.
What dancer? Kwasemvuka nomthakathi wadansa naye awamemeza I'm born again hallelujah amen uborn again.
And the pastor and this man who had his togolosh at home were all dancing around there saying I'm born again, I'm saved, I'm born again. All the time he had his thing at home.
Musana umngene uma sifuna ukudansa ama hamba niye ama disco. Kulana amaqulo asemhlabeni. Ningasuka nifule iculo levangeli lithi siyambonga uJesu. Nani nani nikhitha la enkodzweni. Kuyagangwa, kuyagangwa ngikhuza lomhlola. Uma wena usekuphenduka namhlanje, hlukana nako. Wena umi nalaba bayizitha sikaJesu noma umi kuJesu.
We should have more respect for our Lord and for his house. If we want to do those things, we must rather go to the disco and do it there, but not in God's house. But now the question is, where do you stand? Whose side are you on? Are you on the Lord's side? Are you with him? Or are you part of the enemies?
Ukuba thina singabi abantu ababoshiweyo kodwa abantu abakhululekile.
And you whites, remember it applies to you too. If alcohol is your problem, remember you are bound by it. You are in chains. And yet you've been here for how long? You don't come for counseling, for prayer. You are bound. You forget that the Lord was bound so that he can set you free.
I'm born again. Paramisizansa enkonzweni. Amen, hallelujah. Ingani seswini awukashada awukakami la hlangana nesoka le mahlathini uzozwayela nezimbili esibili nezintaba ezinye ingane zafika kunina wathi ma kungani kuthi ubhuti abe nalesi sibongo usisi abe nalesi sibongo. No puti futhi abe nesinyi sibongo. Inganiselwe umuntu oyedwa yini sibe nezimpongo eziningi. Mithele ntabeni.
You live immorally, you fall pregnant, but then you're not even married. You haven't stood before the altar, but there you're singing in church and singing that you are saved. And then you carry on with that immoral lifestyle. It's like some families where the children say, but mom, why do we all have different surnames?
We are called, God or no boyfriend, or no girlfriend. How go funyelwe git? Isonto lakini liqalekisiwe uma livuma ukuthi umuntu ongashadile. Opposite sex.
And you say, but I'm a Christian. Yes, I've got my boyfriend or my girlfriend, but I'm still saved. I say your church is cursed if they allow immoral behavior when you have relationships with you visit each other.
I'm saved. You're not saved. You're dead. And doomed forever.
You live together, you sleep together, and then you say you're saved. No, you're not. You're damned.
Umfelokazi, kodwa umfelokazi bakho kuyini ukuthi ungenisa amadoda? Uboshiwe inkanuko zenyama.
And if you're a widow, what kind of a widow are you? Or you, do you let other men into your home? You are bound.
Yes. Madoda, nisuke nibe nezingane, anazi nokuthi ingane zenu ngempela na. Ubukuzwane ukuthi lunozwane lwakho yini. buka indebe buka umzimba ngoba mhlawumbe ugona ingane akusiyona yakho eyena indoda.
Or maybe you're a married woman and your life is not pure. Your husband's away. You let other men into your home. You husbands must be wide awake and just be sure that the children that you're looking after are really your own.
Baboshiwe bantu kodwa weza nginguye igama elisimanga sikaNkuluNkulu igama lakhe waboshwa ukuthi ababoshiweyo bakhululeke wafa ukuthi abafayo bangafi.
The great I am came that you who are bound can be set free, that those who are dead can be raised.
Wafa wembelwa wehlela esihogweni ukuzokhipha wena esihogweni.
He died, he went to the depths of hell to get you out there.
Indaba kaJesu leyo ayisekeki. Noma ungakhuluma ngezilimi zezingelosi uzohluleka ukukala ubude nobanzi nokujula kwendaba kaJesu.
One cannot grasp this great story of the Lord Jesus, what he did for us. Even if you'd speak in angels' tongues, you cannot describe how wide, how deep, how high the Lord Jesus is.
What a shame. Shame. Uma umphatha kabi. Shame. Uma ungamthokozisi. Shame. Uma usenesibopho. UJesu wathi, owenza isono, uyisigqila sesono. Isigqila asihlali indodana. Ngakho uma indodana inikhulula, niyakuba ngabakhululekileyo impela. Noma kusekhona isibopho naso esikuhluphayo. Uma kunjalo, namhla usuku lwakho lokuthi kahlulwe lezibopho.
But it's a shame if you don't bring glory to him. It's a shame if you're still bound by something. And the Bible says that which binds you, you're a slave to that thing. But the Son of Man came to set you free. And if he sets you free, you are free indeed. Now time has passed. I need to stop. Let's bow our heads and pray.
Nkosi Jesu ngiyacela manje babo sezulwini thuma amazolo thuma imvula emnandi engenayo ukuba lembewu ehlwanyelwe imile ihlume ithelithele iningi.
Our heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, please send your heavenly, your divine rain into our hearts, that the seed that's been sown can grow and bear forth much fruit. May your grace, Lord Jesus, be with us all. Where sin abounds, may your grace abound much
more. Avuma, avume ukulawa, engalwanga nesiphambano, wabanjengemvu, engavula umlomo.
And the love of the Father, which is manifest through Jesus Christ, who was prepared to come, to suffer, to be beaten, to be whipped, to die. He was prepared to be slaughtered like a sheep.
Nomoya ongcwele, osiqondisayo, oqondisa izwi.
And the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, your Spirit that convicts us of sin, there where we are bound and in the grave and the tomb of sin, that they may be convicted and find newness of life.
Amen.
Amen.